The president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is due to return home from trade talks in Europe today as his country enters a second week of bloody turmoil. Humanitarian organisations say at least 12 people have been killed in violence following protests against high fuel prices last Monday, and demand for urgent medical attention for people caught up in the crossfire has services run off their feet. The government shutdown of internet and phone networks are also still in effect, so joining me now from Johannesburg via Skype is the Southern Africa Director of Human Rights Watch, Dewa Mavinga. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you so much, Patricia, for having me on your program. Thank you.
Dewa, you grew up in Zimbabwe. What scenario is your home country waking up to today?
Well, Harare is under lockdown. Families are holed up in their homes, too afraid to go out. Public transport is not functional. Shops are closed, and families are running out of food in the homes. But what is uppermost in their minds, having spoken to some this morning, is fear. They are too afraid because the capital and other cities are under lockdown. The deployment of uniformed soldiers who are patrolling the streets and indiscriminately beating up people is just too high. This is what is happening at the moment.
Tell me about the impact of the shutdown on communication networks, specifically, though, on the ability of people to seek medical attention. I mean, that's a pretty dangerous situation.
Absolutely. And people had come to rely on social media and internet services to communicate. So since the shutdown, when the protests began, patients and victims of gunshot wounds, those that have been shot using live ammunition by the police and the soldiers, have been largely unable to seek urgent medical attention. But also, the doctors who have been responding and who have been overwhelmed have also been unable to coordinate their efforts and to reach out to those that are injured and in need of medical attention. We also know that now the soldiers and the police are obstructing and stopping people from going out to hospitals to seek medical attention. So it has crippled operations and people are suffering. They have injuries that need urgent attention, but they are not getting that.
What help are humanitarian organisations like yours and neighbouring countries like South Africa able to provide, given the military crackdown?
One thing is that access to Zimbabwe is very difficult. So for those activists and opposition members who have fled to South Africa, provision of urgent and secure accommodation and food and medical attention for those that have managed to leave the country. But we're also still trying to coordinate support within Zimbabwe, but it's proving very, very difficult because of where the soldiers are deliberately stopping people from accessing medical attention and also from going to public hospitals, many of which are shut down.
The president is expected to touch down in the capital today. He's been critical of violence and vandalism instead of peaceful legal protests. That's a quote. How much responsibility lies with the protesters in this scenario?
What we have in Zimbabwe is clearly, and also from court documents, a scenario where soldiers, some in uniform and some not in uniform, took part in the violent protests. So they might have been the main instigators. We also have heard in court that some of those that were very violent and burnt properties, including buses, were members of the ruling ZANU-PF party. So it is unclear, it's baffling what is happening, because members of President Mnangagwa's own party have been involved in acts of violence. Some of them have not been arrested. A few of them have been arrested. But the involvement of the security forces in committing acts of violence is what is very worrying. And it's unclear what exactly is happening, whether or not President Mnangagwa is in full control, and what he will meet as he lands in Harare.
I know that the president has been in Russia and Europe for these trade talks, but has the president tried to distance himself from the actions of government officials while he's been away?
Well, he has called for calm, but we need to remember, Patricia, that it was President Mnangagwa who triggered the protests when he announced a huge fuel hike of about 150% increase in the price of petrol and diesel in Zimbabwe, making Zimbabwe the country with the most expensive petrol and diesel in the world, more than $3 per liter for both petrol and diesel. So he triggered the crisis that is unfolding, and he has not done enough. He did not return quickly enough to Zimbabwe to help resolve the crisis.
Last week, the government said that three people were killed, including a police officer. What are you hearing that's different to that report? I mean, is the story different, or is that what happened?
What we know now is that at least 12 people have been killed and died from gunshot wounds and injuries, and that the numbers could be much higher, but the country is under lockdown. There is no access to information. So it's only the information that is now filtering through of people who have been killed during the shutdown, where people are unable to fully communicate, but we know that the numbers are much higher. When we have full access to the country and to information sharing, I believe the numbers will be much higher than 12.
I understand you have family and friends in Zimbabwe. What are they telling you about the situation, and are you concerned about their welfare?
Very much concerned, and I spoke to one of my aunties in Mavuku, east of Harare, yesterday, and she was saying they are holed up in the house. They are very much afraid. They've run out of food, but they cannot go onto the streets. As they peep out through the windows, they see soldiers dragging people, especially young men, beating them up indiscriminately and then arresting them. And they said they have not seen this kind of violence from the state in a very long time. I also spoke to my sister, who was also very much afraid in a different part of Harare where she is staying, and unable to go out, and also fast running out of food, and also unable to communicate. And this is what is causing a lot of fear in them. So I think the running theme has been they are very, very much scared.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Dewa Mavinga is the Southern Africa Director of Human Rights Watch, and he was speaking to me there from Johannesburg via Skype. This is RN Drive.